This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. When mediation is not appropriate, and what to use instead. How to spot when mediation will make the conflict worse, not better. In short, mediation is a skilled, voluntary process that works only under the right conditions. Using it in the wrong situation does not just fail to resolve a conflict, it can actively deepen the harm, power imbalances, bad faith participation, and serious misconduct allegations are situations where mediation is not appropriate. When mediation is the wrong tool, you need to know what to reach for instead. The ability to diagnose the situation before you choose the process is the most important mediation skill of all. Definition: mediation is not appropriate when the conditions required for good faith dialogue are absent. It is a voluntary, neutral, and confidential dispute resolution process that depends on roughly equal footing, honest participation, and the absence of fear or coercion between the parties involved. A manager I knew spent 3 weeks organising a mediation session between two members of her team. She booked the room, arranged a neutral facilitator, and prepared both parties carefully. The session lasted 40 minutes before it collapsed. What she did not know, and what nobody had thought to check, was that one party was terrified of the other. Not professionally wary, genuinely frightened. Sitting them across a table and asking them to speak openly did not resolve anything. It made everything worse. The mistake was not the mediation itself. The mistake was not first asking whether mediation was appropriate at all. Knowing when mediation is not appropriate is not a secondary skill. It is the foundation of every other mediation skill you will ever develop. After reading this, you will know exactly which warning signs to look for before you ever set foot in that room. The signals that make mediation the wrong choice. Mediation works when both people genuinely want a resolution and can participate as rough equals. When either of those conditions is missing, the process does not become less effective. It becomes actively harmful. Here are the signs that tell you to stop before you start. 1. One party is afraid of the other. What it looks like: the person asking you for help keeps hedging. They say they want to resolve things, but then find reasons to delay. They go quiet when you mention a joint conversation. They describe the other party in ways that suggest they are walking on eggshells. I just need to be careful how I say it, or I do not want to make things worse for myself. Why it happens: fear does not always announce itself. People who are in genuinely unsafe interpersonal dynamics often minimize what is happening because they have adapted to it. Why it matters: placing a frightened person in a room with the source of their fear and calling it dialogue does not produce resolution. It produces compliance disguised as agreement, and the underlying harm continues. What to do: before any joint process, meet each party separately. Ask directly, is there anything about this conversation that worries you personally, not just professionally? Listen for what is not said as much as what is. I have sat in sessions I should have stopped before they started. That manager's experience was not unusual. It was what happens when process gets ahead of assessment. 2. The dispute involves a formal allegation of misconduct. What it looks like: the conflict involves a complaint about harassment, discrimination, bullying, or a breach of policy. Someone has gone on record, or is considering it. Why it happens: managers under pressure to resolve things quickly often reach for mediation because it feels like action. It is not the right action here. Why it matters: using mediation in a formal misconduct situation can compromise a subsequent investigation, give the accused an opportunity to pressure the complainant, and signal to the organisation that serious allegations are merely interpersonal misunderstandings to be smoothed over. What to do: refer the situation to HR with an appropriate formal process immediately. Do not attempt a facilitated conversation first. If you are the HR professional, follow the organisation's grievance procedure rather than treating this as a conflict to mediate. You can read more about how to handle this kind of tension in How to Rebuild Trust After Unresolved Tension Has Damaged a Working Relationship, which covers the steps that come after formal processes have run their course. This is the mistake that ends careers, not the conflict itself, the choice of the wrong process to handle it. 3. One party is participating under pressure, not by choice. What it looks like: when you ask whether they are willing to try mediation, they say yes, but the yes comes too quickly, or they have been told by someone with authority over them that this is a path forward. Why it happens: Mediation is supposed to be voluntary. In practice, many workplace mediations are not truly voluntary. A manager frames it as the way to move forward. A party feels they have no real alternative. Why it matters? A person who does not genuinely consent to the process will not engage honestly in it. They will perform participation to avoid consequences. The resulting agreement will be fragile, and the underlying conflict will resurface, often worse than before. What to do? Give both parties a genuine choice, with real alternatives. If someone does not want to mediate, explore what they do want. Forced mediation is not mediation. It is managed performance with paperwork attached. When conflict is rooted in deeper team dynamics, how a net needs drive team conflict, and what to say to restore synergy offers a different angle worth considering. 4. The power imbalance between the parties is significant. What it looks like. One person is a senior leader, the other a junior employee. One person controls the other's performance reviews, contract renewals, or day-to-day assignments. The dynamic is not between peers. Why it happens? We tend to treat mediation as a universal tool for interpersonal conflict. It is not. It was designed for disputes between parties with roughly comparable standing. Why it matters? When the power gap is wide, honest dialogue is almost impossible. The junior party will almost always defer, concede, or say what they believe the senior party wants to hear. Any agreement reached will reflect the power dynamic, not a genuine resolution. What to do? Consider a facilitated individual coaching process instead, working with each party separately before any joint conversation. If a joint conversation does become appropriate later, structure it carefully with explicit ground rules that level the field. For situations where conflict has already disrupted the team, how to use the deal method to resolve conflict that are fracturing team synergy gives you a practical framework. 5. One party is using the process to gather information, not resolve the dispute.
What it looks like. One party seems unusually eager for mediation.
They ask detailed questions about what the other party has said. They take notes during the session, but offer very little of their own perspective.
They are listening, but not to understand. They are listening to build a case. Why it happens.
This is the counterintuitive one, and I want you to sit with it. Bad faith participation does not always look like resistance. Sometimes it looks like extraordinary cooperation.
Why it matters. Mediation depends on confidentiality and good faith.
When one party uses the session as an intelligence gathering exercise, they violate both. The other party, thinking they are in a safe and confidential space, may share information that is later used against them.
What to do? Watch for asymmetry. If one person is contributing openly and the other is mostly asking questions and taking notes, name what you're observing. I notice we are hearing more from one side than the other.
Let me ask you directly, what outcome were you hoping for from today? You can also find useful guidance on managing these dynamics in How to Handle Conflict During Meetings. 6. The relationship has reached a point of no return.
What it looks like. Both parties are polite in the session. They listen, they nod, they agree to terms. But when you watch them interact afterward, nothing changes. Agreements are not kept.
The conflict continues in quieter, more passive forms.
Why it happens? Mediation cannot manufacture the willingness to work together.
When two people have genuinely reached the end of a working relationship, no facilitated conversation will rebuild what has gone.
Why it matters.
Forcing a resolution where there is no foundation for one produces a false settlement. It delays the inevitable and usually makes the final break messier and more damaging to both parties and the wider team.
What to do?
Sometimes the honest conversation is not how do we fix this, but how do we separate respectfully? Acknowledge that openly.
We direct the energy toward a managed transition rather than a fabricated reconciliation.
How to de-escalate arguments during meetings covers the de-escalation work that sometimes precedes these harder conversations.
7.
The conflict is a symptom of an unaddressed organizational problem.
What it looks like.
The same conflict keeps recurring between different people.
You mediate, it settles. Then 6 months later, a similar dispute breaks out between different colleagues in the same team or department. Why it happens.
Sometimes interpersonal conflict is not really interpersonal.
It is systemic.
Unclear roles, competing incentives, poor management, or a toxic team culture will keep producing conflict regardless of how skillfully you mediate each individual incident.
Why it matters.
Mediating the symptoms of a systemic problem does not address the cause. It provides temporary relief while the underlying structure continues to generate friction.
What to do?
Before mediating, ask whether this is a pattern. If it is,
The intervention needs to be structural, not interpersonal. Bring the pattern to leadership attention. Use how to use the deal method to resolve workplace tension before it escalates for the immediate presenting conflict, but address the system in parallel. The root cause running through all of these. Here is the truth of it. Every one of those signs shares a common origin. Mediation gets used in the wrong situation because it feels like action. It is structured. It is visible. It gives everyone something to point to. When a conflict is causing pain and pressure, reaching for a process, any process, provides relief. The impulse is understandable. It is also dangerous. The root problem is not a lack of mediation skill. It is the absence of a prior assessment habit. Before any conflict resolution process begins, the question is not how should we mediate this. It is should we mediate this at all? Most people skip that question entirely. When you build the habit of asking it first, everything that follows becomes clearer and more effective. A quick assessment you can use before the process starts. Run through these before you decide whether mediation is the right step. Answer yes or no to each. Both parties have agreed to participate without pressure from above. Neither party holds formal authority over the other. The dispute does not involve a formal allegation of misconduct or policy breach. Both parties are able to speak honestly without fear of the other. There is at least a minimal foundation of respect remaining between the two. The conflict appears to be genuinely interpersonal rather than a symptom of a structural problem. Both parties have expressed a genuine desire to resolve the situation, not just to be seen trying. Scoring. If you answered yes to all seven, mediation is likely appropriate. If you answered no to any of the first four, stop. Do not proceed with mediation. Address the specific barrier first, or choose an alternative process. If you answered no to items 5, 6, or 7, proceed with significant caution and consider individual sessions before any joint process. For building the empathy skills that support these pre-mediation conversations, how to resolve interpersonal tension through empathy is a practical starting point. What to reach for when mediation is off the table. The absence of mediation does not mean the absence of resolution. It means choosing a more honest tool for the specific situation in front of you. A formal investigation is appropriate for misconduct allegations. Individual coaching, run separately with each party, addresses power imbalances before any joint conversation is attempted. Arbitration provides a binding outcome when both parties have reached an impasse and need a decision made. A structured restorative conversation, run after formal processes have concluded and trust has begun to rebuild, addresses the relational damage that formal processes often leave behind. The first move is always assessment. Once you know what you're dealing with, the right process becomes clear. When conflict erupts in a live setting before you have had the chance to assess, how to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you a practical script for containing it without making it worse. Understanding when mediation is not appropriate is not a limitation on your conflict resolution skills. It is the mark of someone who takes those skills seriously enough to use them wisely. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. When is mediation not appropriate for resolving conflict? Mediation is not appropriate when one party is acting in bad faith, when there is a significant power imbalance, when an allegation involves serious misconduct, or when one person fears the other. In these situations, mediation can cause harm rather than resolution. What should you use instead of mediation in the workplace? Depending on the situation, alternatives include direct facilitated conversation, a formal investigation, arbitration, coaching for one or both parties, or a structured restorative process. The right alternative depends on the severity of the conflict and the trust level between parties. How do you know when mediation is not appropriate for a team dispute? Watch for signs that one party is using the process to delay accountability, that power dynamics are too unequal for honest dialogue, or that the dispute involves a formal policy breach. When these are present, mediation is not appropriate and a more structured approach is needed. Can mediation make a conflict worse? Yes, mediation can deepen harm when used in the wrong circumstances. If one party feels coerced into the process, fears retaliation, or is not negotiating in good faith, a mediated conversation can re-traumatize, intimidate, or simply provide cover for continued poor behavior. What is the difference between mediation and arbitration? Mediation is a voluntary, facilitated dialogue where both parties reach their own agreement. Arbitration is a more formal process where a neutral third party hears both sides and makes a binding decision. Arbitration is appropriate when mediation has failed or when a decision must be imposed. Who decides whether mediation is appropriate? Ideally, a trained conflict resolution professional assesses the situation before a mediation process begins. In a workplace setting, HR or a senior manager should evaluate the power balance, the nature of the allegation, and whether both parties are willing participants before proceeding. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.